spiritual master's service is the very life of a true, real disciple. Spiritual master's service is the only means of happiness. Even amongst devotees, there are some who do smaran, kirtan, get initiated, try to do bhajan, but don't get full benefit. Reason being, as Thakur Mahashaya says in Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Prarthana Grantha, Ashray Laiya Sai Bhaje, Tare Krishna Nahi Tyaje, Aar Sab Mare Akaran. Those who do bhajan under the allegiance, the subordination of Gurudev, Krishna never leaves them. It is not said that one who takes initiation and does bhajan, Krishna doesn't leave. Only one who properly, truly takes shelter of Gurudev, Krishna never leaves such devotee. Taking shelter of what? Shelter of Guru's mercy. One who takes shelter of Guru Kripa and does bhajan, Krishna never leaves him. Otherwise, everyone dies without any reason, mare akaran. Just carry on with their bhakti of innumerable births. Bahu janme kare jadi shravan kirtan tabu to na paaye Krishna pade prema. We all want happiness. Intelligent sadhak knows that Guru's mercy is the only means of auspiciousness, only means of happiness, is the only means whereby one can get blessings. So the intelligent sadhak engages his everything, mind, body, money, wife, etc., in every possible way in Guru's service. Not everyone does this, as not everyone is intelligent. The base of everything is we want happiness, and we know that through Guru's mercy, our eternal need will be fulfilled. One engages his mind, body, money, everything in Guru's service, and by doing that, what does one get? One gets true happiness, because Guru is the personification of Lord's mercy, and Lord's mercy is the only way for happiness. Tvat prasadat param shant. One has everything, for what? For happiness. Besides happiness, one cannot desire anything else. Because we are part and parcel of happiness personified. So everything we have is what for attaining happiness. So everything is what for serving Shri Gurudev. If Gurudev gets pleased, we can attain the mercy of the Lord. And yasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. When everything is there for happiness only, that it means that engaging that in the right direction is called intelligence. We have so much. What for? For happiness only, nothing else. Understand this basic fact that we can never ever desire anything other than happiness, and the intelligent devotee spends his life by truly taking shelter of Guru's mercy. By Guru's mercy, one can get ananda. Fine. Important question is, how is Guru's mercy attained? Answer is simple, by rendering service to Guru. If our chit becomes one with Gurudev, we get connected to Guru's aura, we get his mercy. But the problem is, the Lord is aptkam, Atma Ram, fully satisfied, complete. And so are the devotees. So neither the Lord nor does the devotee, they need anyone's service. They are truly satisfied in the self. Guru needs anyone's seva? Lord needs anyone's seva? No. So we cannot attain their mercy without serving, and they don't need our service. So what to do now? If we will do seva, we will attain mercy. What to talk about you? Any material person, Guru doesn't need anything from even the Lord. Rather, the Guru gives to the Lord also. Even the Lord wants to serve Guru. That is why Lord always runs behind pure devotees like Gurudev to attain their food dust. Lord stands behind his pure devotees in the hope of attaining their food dust. Charan dhuli. So Lord is rendering service to Gurudev. or a pure devotee. They don't need anything from anyone, even from the Lord. So how will we attain our goal? We want happiness via Guru's mercy, true. By rendering service, we get mercy, true. But they don't need anything. So we are back to where from we started. How can we serve? In reality, neither the Guru nor the Lord needs anything from us. But when Guru actually sees that we are truly progressing, sincerely trying to do bhakti, then Guru gets pleased. Sincere endeavors. Guru's mercy is placed in this only. Everything will be attained from Guru's mercy. How is Guru's mercy will be attained? When Guru will be pleased. And how Guru will be pleased? When devotion rendered by you actually touches Guru's heart, that pleases Gurudev. And from that, we attain His mercy. Not only we attain mercy, the showers of His mercy from all angles, they start pouring in. And we will get drenched in that mercy. A handicapped person can cross over the mountain. A dumb person can start singing by Gurudev's mercy. So, when Guru actually gets pleased by our sincere endeavors, mercy, Gurudev's mercy will flow from all directions. Take for example, you have come into an ocean, then you will be surrounded by water from all angles. Similarly, you get blessed by Gurudev's mercy if he is truly pleased from every possible way. So we should do bhakti in such a way that Guru gets pleased. Guru wants that we get engaged in Radha Krishna's Nikunj Seva as soon as possible. Enter into that. Now, how to enter, how to be absorbed in that? To be actually absorbed in that, Shri Krishna's Kaviraj says, Ata eva gopi bhav kori angikar. Inculcate gopi bhav in your life. This is not being said to inculcate gopi akar, the form of gopi. For example, when one gets Siddh Pranali, so what has he got? He has got some sort of physical appearance, name, etc. Kaviraj says, Gopi bhav kori angika, inculcate the mood of gopis. So what is this gopi bhav? Manjari bhav. Manjari bhav is the highest form of gopi bhav. This is that bhav, the mood, where every moment, manjari renders service to Priya Priyatam with ati sneha, with immense love, overflowing love, drenching in love, bathed in love, this way, overflowing with affection all the time. What does Guru want? Guru wants us to get absorbed in this bhav, this manjari bhav. What is the destination? Seva with ati sneha, immense love, such service. So what will be the journey? Journey will be the same. Ati sneha purvak seva. If journey is not ati sneha purvak seva, the destination shall never be attained. How will you attain this goal? Only if you follow the journey. So if we are studying biology, we will not become mathematics professor, isn't it? For this we need to study mathematics. Similarly, if we want to attain such destination of ati sneha purvak acharan, we have to follow the same during the journey throughout. When we spend our life in ati sneha purvak acharan and Gurudev observes us, Gurudev knows that we are spending our lives in ati sneha purvak acharan, he gets truly pleased. Son never thinks whether to give light to this person or not. Without any thought, he gives to everyone without any distinguishing factor. Similarly, a devotee just does ati sneha purvak acharan with whomsoever he comes in contact with by Lord's arrangement. While doing japa, we should do with ati sneha. We should call Priya Priyatam Shama Sham with immense love, the way we call our daughter Gudiya, Ma, our mother, with such, at least such affection, if not ati sneha. While taking holy name, we should do ati sneha. While rendering service to Thakurji, Shri Vigraha, we should do it with ati sneha. Rendering service to Krishna, Thakurji, is not a joke. while offering, it's not that after 5 minutes, 15 minutes, we just take back the offering mechanically, take the Achman pot, do the mantras, and then the next offering like a parrot. It's not like that. Lovingly, we should ask, oh my Swaminiji, oh Kishoriji, have you eaten? Can I rinse your mouth? Can I give you Achman? Now, very lovingly we should ask. Ati sneha purvak Achman, ati sneha purvak Japa, ati sneha purvak Bhoga offering to Thakurji. Each and every activity should be rendered with immense love. Now, we don't spend most of our time chanting or deity worship. Most of the time is spent with devotees. So our behavior, our dealings with them should be that only and only love reflects, radiates through us. If we really want to go there, Goloka, the kingdom of love, which is our destination, the journey is the same, the Ati Sneha Purvak Acharan with every person whom we get in contact with. Now, if someone has attained perfection in Manjari Bhav, it is not that sometime he is in Manjari Bhav and sometimes in other Bhav. There will be only one Bhav. Similarly, we also have to spend our lives in just one Bhav. And what is that one Bhav? Ati Sneha Purvak Acharan with everyone. How is it done? Like saying Hare Krishna over phone, it should be with immense love. Ati Sneha, Ati Sneha. Sending message to anyone, it should be with Ati Sneha, with extreme positive transcendental vibrations. Whenever we meet anyone, touch anyone, see anyone, everything should be with Ati Sneha. Why? Because all activities will either take us closer to destination of Ati Sneha love or will take us away from that. It will make us harsh. Because every moment we either become soft or we become harsh. Through his Acharan, spiritual master teaches us about how loving attitude Ati Sneha Purvak Acharan is practiced. Even amidst lots of complexities, there is no change in Gurudev's Acharan of Ati Sneha. After initiations, we have to become Guru's child. Our parents are Guru. My father is Guru now. So if my Gurudev is Prem Rupai, personification of love, how can I be my likings Rupai, personification of my likings? Just like the kid, offspring of a lion is lion, offspring of a donkey is a donkey, offspring of a lion cannot be a donkey. So offspring of a cow is a cub. So all the devotees should be like the offsprings of their father. The same Ati Sneha Purvak Acharan with the father does with everyone. We should be like, do the same. When Guru sees our Acharan with all devotees, he truly is pleased and blesses us. And even if doesn't talk, it doesn't matter. This is a heart-to-heart connection. By this connection, he can reveal your Manjari Swarup in your heart without even a single external talk. This is called truly Devya Gyan Hriday Prakashita. Where does blessings come from in this material world? Only through Guru's heart. And where are the blessings received? In the heart of a sadhaka. So there should be no negative vibes, no taunt in any of the activity one does. Be it meeting, talking over phone, sending message, seeing through eyes. What does the spiritual master want? He wants all his kids, followers, disciples, everyone to be happy. What can a father want? Everyone to be happy, all the dependents. And when he sees that they are truly progressing in the journey in the right way, he gets truly pleasant and we get blessings. Question arises in our mind. My prem, my acharan, loving behavior with a devotee is with A, devotee A, devotee B, devotee C, but not with devotee D or E. But do you know what is reality? Reality is, this is not loving or Ati Sneha Purvak Acharan. It is just like those who match my concepts A, B and C, I have liking for them because they match my concepts, so I have good acharan with them. But those whom I don't like, my concepts don't match, I don't do ati sneha purva acharan with them. Actually, ati sneha purva acharan is either it will be there with everyone or it will not be there. If it is not there with everyone, it is just that it's your own likings for someone and your own dislikings for someone. This is not deep bhakti, proper understanding. In the material world also, you find these things very common. You may say you are not compatible with your father, but there must be someone who is compatible with your father. That means he has liking for someone and disliking for someone. Similarly, banana seller or anyone, there will be some people compatible to him and some not. Some compatible means some like and some don't like. Some do ati sneha purvak and some don't. But this is not ati sneha purvak. This is as per one's own liking and disliking. Ati sneha purvak acharan will be either with everyone or with none. Gurudev is thus called as Prema Rupaya because he has ati sneha purvak acharan with everyone. There is no difference in that. Panditaha samdarshina. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, elephant, cow, the dog, the pandit, etc. A pure devotee sees everyone at the same level. Same behavior with everyone. There is no difference. Gurudev is the same and we are Gurudev's kids. We should also have the same loving behavior with everyone. If we are not doing so, it's the ego developed as a result of our likings and dislikings, which is making us do that. Ego means I means my likings, my dislikings. There is no love in this. There is only I in this. And if I is there, it means you, Krishna, are not there. S-U-N, Suryasam, you, Guru is there. And when I comes, it becomes sin. The moment I comes, it becomes sin. What is sin? The coming of our likings and dislikings, it becomes sin. So because of the ego arising from our dislikes, likes, we are unable to do ati sneha purvak acharan. My liking, my disliking, this is what we used to do in material activities. And the same if we do even here in bhakti, it is no different. If we are not doing ati sneha purvak acharan, what does that indicate? It indicates that there is lot of ego. Ego means non-existence of humility. Now Gurudev has a very complex role. First, Gurudev reveals Shastras, scriptures before us and tells us Atayeva Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav, Kori Angikar, how to adopt, he tells us. And if we are chant, recite the holy names in a particular way, only then we can attain the Lord. Which way the name has to be chanted? A Roop Naam Laya Prem Pai Prem Dhan. If we take Hari Naam in this way, we get Prem Dhan. Which way? Next verse is Trinadapi Sunichen Tarorapi Sajna. In this way, if we Amani Manad. In this way, if we chant the holy names of the Lord, considering oneself as lower than the blade of the grass, more tolerant than the tree, then we get the premdhan, the true happiness. But ours is that there is not even one point which happens contrary to our concepts and we get flare up. We have to become more tolerant than tree. Has any devotee ever slapped you? No, by mere some words which are not according to us, we lose all our tolerance. Our internal digestive system gets affected. We get totally changed. If someone does any kind of behavior, you should always have that smile. Who is that with the plastic smile all the time? Air hostess. Whatever behavior anyone does, there is no change in a smile expression. We have to be at least like that. At least air hostess api sahishnuna, if not taroh rabi. I am telling you again and again that You will not get perfection by merely chanting Hare Nam, by merely doing seva. How is the holy name to be taken with utmost humility? How is seva to be rendered with utmost humility, with ati sneha purvak acharan? All of us get connected to seva, but we don't get connected to ati sneha purvak seva. Hare Nam we all take, but not with humility, not with ati sneha. Everyone takes. So what is Gurudev doing? Gurudev first explains the scriptures, Atayev Gopi Bhav, then he tells how to inculcate the Gopi Bhav. That journey also, the real Guru, true Guru will explain how to take the holy name, in what consciousness. Now, who amongst us consider himself the most fallen and take the holy name? All the time, devotees just are complaining. Can the most fallen one think like this? Can any most fallen person ever complain? Sometimes it comes in our mind, I did so much seva, but I did not get anything. Seva, if we ever did, and it comes in our remembrance even for a second that I did that, I did everything to do that service. If seva comes in our remembrance even for a moment, it clearly shows that we did not do seva of Guru and Gauranga. We did service of our ego only, and now your ego got hurt and you recall, I did that. Tell me one thing, do you remember that on 27th July you brush your teeth? Do you remember that on 14th April you bathe with soap? No, no one remembers. On February you had water. Does anyone remember? No. Because these are just routine activities there to remember. Similarly, rendering pure devotional service, Ati Sneha Guru service to Guru and Gauranga is our very nature. And to forget after rendering it, what is there to be remembered in this? Such a routine activity. Do you remember you wore clothes 5 years back or 15 years back? No, because it is such a routine activity. It is your very nature, you do this. Selflessly serving Guru and Gauranga is my very nature. So what is to be remembered? The moment is to be remembered when you did not do that, as that is not your true nature. This thing is to be remembered, that I scolded my wife 3 years back, as this is not my true nature, eternal nature. It should be remembered always that I did not do Ati Sneha Purvak Acharan with that devotee at that time. This should be remembered. How can you remember that you did service or did Ati Sneha Purvak Acharan? This is your true very nature. Gurudev first explains us to take Hari Nam, and then he brings us to the ground level, so that we can take Hari Nam in the right consciousness. Hari Nam eva kevalam. Because Mahaprabhu says, Ei Roop Nam Laila Paira Premdhan. With humility and tolerance, if we take Hari Nam, then we get Premdhan. Not by being on the sky on cloud 9, one should take Hari Nam. With Ati Sneha Purvak Acharan, that is my true eternal Swabhav, Manjari Swabhav. If I am not doing that, how can I get Siddhi, perfection in Manjari Bhava? That I am talking lovingly with Ati Sneha Purvak with someone and with non-Ati Sneha Purvak with someone else. Guru Vandana, we did earlier, Pema Bhakti Jaha Hoite Avidya Vinash Jate. When there will be Prema Bhakti, loving devotion, Ati Sneha Purvak devotion, then ignorance will be destroyed. Jaha Hoite Avidya Vinash Jate. And what is this Prema Bhakti, loving devotional practice? Ati Sneha Purvak Acharan. This is a feature of loving devotion. And if our ignorance doesn't go away, we cannot be happy. And how Avidya goes away? Why Prema Bhakti? Ati Sneha Purvak Bhakti Acharan. So what is Bhakti? Is it just chanting? No. Or giving 1 crore rupees for construction? No. They also are, but Prema Bhakti means Ati Sneha Purvak. Bhakti is chanting with Ati Sneha, rendering service with Ati Sneha. Prema Bhakti Jaha Hoite. Where it's scriptures like Sudha Nidhi, Vilap Kusumanjali, Prema Bhakti Chandrika. That's okay, but a small statement has everything. Dhai Akshar Prem Ke Pade Se Pandit Hoye. One who knows this 2.5 letter word प्रेम, ही इज अ पंडित, प्रेम अति स्नेह पूर्वक. वी हैव डन सो मच बट वी डिड नॉट लर्न द बिहेवियर ऑफ अति स्नेह. एंड हु इज अ पंडित, पंडित समदर्शिन, धाई अक्षर, यू नो द वन हु इज हेड शेवन, ही इज अ पंडित. नो, पंडित इज वन हु हैज अति स्नेह पूर्वक आचरण विद एवरी वन, महापंडित. इट इज पॉसिबल दैट द बिग महात्मा मे नॉट बी अ पंडित डिस्पाइट लिविंग इन हिमालयस, बट यू कैन बी अ ट्रू पंडित इफ यू प्रैक्टिस अति स्नेह पूर्वक आचरण इवन दो लिविंग एट होम. जस्ट सी दैट विच इज गौरांग सर्विस, इट इज गुरु सर्विस. दैट विच इज गुरु सर्विस, दैट इज लॉर्ड सर्विस. एंड दैट विच इज डिवोटेड सर्विस, दैट इज गुरु सर्विस. And that which is Guru's service, that is Gaurang's service. Guru doesn't want anything from you. Gaurang doesn't want anything from you. But when you do Atisne Guru Acharan, then everything gets accomplished. All services simultaneously get accomplished. When you will have Atisne Guru behavior, you may be wondering, how is it Lord's service then? Because only by doing Atisne Guru behavior, you will attain perfection, Siddhi. Atisne Acharan means rendering transcendental vibrations. So that way it is Lord's service. Okay. And if you have Atisne Puro with devotees, it is service to devotees also and to Lord also. And Guru is also saying, so Guru gets pleased also by that. So it is Guru's service also. So this Atisne Puro behavior is service to the Lord, service to Guru, service to the devotees and one's own welfare. Everything gets accomplished in this. And if we do this, then there is no possibility of any dukkha. And if we do not have Atisne Puru Ashram, there is no possibility of any sukha. Also, we often say, no one loves me. What is this? It shows that we don't have faith in the laws of karmas. As you sow, so shall you reap. If you are giving Atisneha immense love, what are you going to get in return? Slaps? No. If you sow mango seed, what are you going to get? Lemon? No. Mangoes only. So if I am giving Atisneha to everyone, then what I am going to get from everyone? I am going to get only love, love and love, more love. Because I am giving love, love and love. Why don't follow the same regime? You give love, you get love. Not that you get love and then you will give love. No. As you sow, so shall you reap. You want happiness, give Krishna from all your vibrations. Words. Don't try to extract happiness from your wife, from devotees, etc., from your kids. You gave Krishna tat prasadat param shantim. By giving, you get Krishna's blessings, Guru's blessings. Then you attain happiness, peace. If you do not have Atisne Puro Acharan, it is neither service to Gaurang, nor to Guru, nor to devotees. It is no service to anyone. It is just service of your ego, which looks like bhakti only. Devotional service. It is as simple as that. So many years have passed by. What happened? Activities which we used to do materially, we start running them here also in bhakti. What are the activities in material life? Materially, one's life goes on according to one's likings and dislikings. On what I like, what I don't like. I don't like this, I like this. It's as simple. We often hear such statements. It's a simple mechanical life. Like a machine. And the other life is magnetic life. First one is, I like this, I don't like this. This is just mechanical life. And the magnetic life is doing Atisne Puruk Acharan with no likes and dislikings. When the devotee behaves like this, he becomes a magnetic center. The whole world gets attracted to him. The Lord himself gets attracted to him. So, what to talk about others, even animals get attracted to him. If we have Atisne Puro Acharan, softness will come in our heart, in the heart of even an animal. The problem is we are at fault. What is the root cause of all problems? I don't behave in Atisneha. This is the crux of everything. If we behave with Atisneha, we'll become magnetic centers, attractive like a magnet. Magnet attracts everything 360 degrees. If you keep a magnet, everything gets attracted. doing things as per our likings, I will do this, that. This is not what Lord said. The Lord says, we should not tell others what to do. Just tell everything and then let them do. Yatha yachasi tatha kuru. Whatever you do, you like, you do. What do we usually say? Look, I have said that and it will happen that way only. Listen, what is this? So many years pass by, but the main thing is we don't give importance to ati sneha purvak acharan. This is not disappointing. Huh? We forget to learn. Nobody wants anything. It is Guru Puja, it is Janmashtami, it is Radhashtami. If we understand that the behavior which I will have at perfection, if I follow the same during sadhana, each moment with everyone, only then I can achieve siddhi in that. We should learn to forget. Rather, we forget to learn. He said this, he saw me like that. We fail to forget all the time. Someone said to me that you did so much service, and that I said, I don't remember anything. Wherever I would have been done the same thing, my eternal nature. Ati sneha of acharan. How can I change myself, my true very nature? I don't remember anything that I did anything. One of the Radhakund devotees said, you did Babaji's service. I was surprised. Achha, I did something. There is nothing of this sort in my memory lane. So we should learn to forget. We are not doing seva actually, we are just trying to serve. Seva should not be remembered. If it is remembered, it is not seva. Bhakti is not based on activities. 16 rounds in the morning, 1 hour reading. And this. It is just lifestyle. And what is that lifestyle? Ati sneha purvak acharan. The way to spend life, and that is ati sneha purvak acharan. Seeing even the dog, the rickshaw puller with immense love, with extreme love. Talking to anyone with ati sneha. Do you really want to advance in bhakti? Talk with ati sneha with even the servants at your home. You may think they will not listen to you, but believe me, it will not happen. I too had been previously with other people in the financial circle, but there also I had 10 on 10 control on my vani. I used to speak only when it was absolutely required. The way I talk to you, I talk to everyone for years now. And if you think that by this servants will get spoiled, they will not listen. No, rather they will tremble. They will be overcautious not to say anything wrong. If you behave with ati sneha, you will be happy, most importantly, as you will try to lord all over others and may say, I am not afraid of anyone. This is not devotee statement. Devotee is not like this. We should do bhakti in such a way that seeing us, others wish to become devotees. So you want to preach? How will you preach? Your face expresses your inner grief. And who is a devotee? Who personifies Vaishnava philosophy. Who personifies happiness. His aura speaks so much. Who is a devotee? Personified Vaishnavism. We have to have ati sneha purvak acharan. Seeing a devotee, one should get to know what is he made up of. Ati sneha personifies Vaishnav qualities. That is a Vaishnav. Who is a dog? Who is a personification of dogly qualities? He is a dog. Who is a Vaishnav? Personification of godly qualities. Dogly or godly? Personification of godly qualities is a Vaishnav. And personification of dogly qualities is a dog. What does a dog do? The one he likes, he licks his liking. The one he dislikes, he barks. This is our state too. So dogly or godly? We can ask ourselves. Can dog has ati sneha purvak acharan? No. And this is such a vicious circle. The more you do non-ati sneha purvak acharan, the more you will be inspired to do non-ati sneha purvak acharan. If there is disliking, if you do not lessen it, it will increase for sure. The moments we do not do ati sneha purvak acharan, our harshness, harsh behavior will increase. Already having harsh behavior and with not doing ati sneha purvak acharan, that will only increase. Truly speaking, with each service we do, the relationship amongst us, the devotees, must improve. If that is improving, then it means seva is being rendered. Else, seva is not being rendered. It is just a service of likings and dislikings. We were to render service to Guru and Gauranga, but we end up serving our likes and dislikes, our own concepts. We know we have to have Atisneguru Achran, I told you, but our determination to do that, to follow that, doesn't remain firm. So we need to be firm in this determination. If Atisneguru Achran is followed, we think it is okay. And if it is not followed, then also we think it is okay. We should stop this skittishness. We behave just like material people do. If Lord exists, it is fine. If Lord does not exist, that is also fine. Did that make any difference in their behavior? In both situations, they are behaving same. Similarly, if Atisneguru Achran is followed, then also it is fine. I mean, if it is not followed, then also it is fine. We sort of become like an atheist, as if there is no God. We don't want to attain Siddhi, happiness. And those who want to render Vaishishta Lipsu Seva, special service to Gurudev, it is even more easier for them to remember this in organization. Take for example, someone is not connected with Seva and they are asked to follow Atisneguru behavior. They might say that they are following, but it will be difficult to trace whether they are following or not. But the moment one does not follow Atisneguru Achran, reports begin to come in from all angles in the organization. The organization is such a wonderful thing for us to improve. If you don't improve on your own, there are others in the organization to improve us. Organization is so very helpful. It sort of enforces us to follow our eternal nature, Atisnehapurvak Acharan. This Atisnehapurvak Acharan has only one exception. We should not do this Acharan with only one person. Who is that? Krodha Bhakti Dveshi Jane. One who speaks negative about devotees, Gurudev, finds faults in devotees, but internally feels that I am only speaking the truth, though only fault finding. So Vishwa Chakravarti says, Nindanam Dosha Kirtanam. That speaking fault is also blaspheming. So if one is speaking negative about any devotee, Gurudev, one should never behave with love with that person. What does Thakur Mahashaya says? We should express anger towards him. Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. And if we are not expressing anger against him, then it shows that we don't love our guru or devotees. If we really want to attain Sri Gurudev's mercy, we should have the same nishtha in guru as we have in the Lord. And one who blasphemes guru, we should heartily accept that person is blasphemer of the Lord, of the world. And if we get to see him even in dreams, we get contaminated, impure even then. This is actually meant by blasphemer. And what kind of faith we should have in Gurudev? That even a particle of the charan dhuli of my Gurudev, if I put in any direction, the innumerable planets in that direction will immediately get purified by that. The 14 planets will get purified by the particle of foot dust of my Gurudev. This kind of nishtha in Gurudev takes us places. And with such blasphemers, Atisneguru Achran should not be followed. And you're all trying to preach, and here people will come. They have not seen others. Merely by seeing Gurudev, they are coming here. And they see that Gurudev is always full of love, Atisnehapurvak. So it becomes all the more our duty to follow, behave with Atisneha with everyone, with the new devotees who are coming. Because since they will have contact maybe once or twice with Gurudev, so as true representatives of Gurudev, we should represent Guru and Gaurang by following Achi Snehapurvak Acharan. Hare Krishna.